Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Their school is named after him, but how much do students at Lombardi Middle School really know about the iconic Green Bay football coach whose name they walk past every day? Well, the answer is a lot more today than they did yesterday. After Packers Hall of Fame curator and historian Brent Hensel stopped by for a visit, Hensel spoke to 7th and 8th grade social studies classes about the history of the Packers. He illustrated how the lessons they're learning in the classroom today are the same tools he uses to do his job with the Packers.
They had a history class in here, and they were actually talking about primary and secondary sources. So I talked about how I use primary and secondary sources in my job, and how there's a lot of Packers legends and myths, and how we've learned to try to make it more fact, and we've substantiated those with those sources.
Students we talked to after Hensel's presentation told us they're proud to go to a school named after a coach who inspired his players to greatness. They also said the story of how the Packers started and stayed in a city the size of Green Bay taught them about overcoming obstacles to achieve your dreams. And more than one student was proud to learn that their parents were the owners of the Green Bay Packers as shareholders. Wisconsin dairy farmers got a boost from the White House this week as President Donald Trump signed a bill allowing whole milk to be served in schools. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act returns whole and 2% milk to school lunches, overturning previous limits on higher-fat milk options for students. Jamie Witz-Palik, a Northeast Wisconsin dairy farmer from Casco, was in the Oval Office as the president signed the bill. Witz-Palik is a member of the Edge Dairy Cooperative. The group says this bill will help keep the dairy market active, which is needed especially now with current low milk prices. The Green Bay Conservation Corps is inviting the community to their third annual MLK Day celebration. This Monday is a federal holiday set aside to honor the life and achievements of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who advocated for equality and peaceful resistance to injustice. The family-friendly day of service will feature discussion, activities, and a community meal at the Brown County Central Library on Pine Street. Organizers say the goal is to honor Dr. King's legacy through meaningful community engagement, bringing people together to discuss issues affecting our community and participate in hands-on service projects. The event starts at 3 p.m. A community meal catered by Little Jamaica will be served at 5 p.m. As a reminder, due to the federal holiday Monday, trash pickup scheduled for that day will be moved back a day to Tuesday. And the post office, banks, and schools are also closed in observance of the holiday. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies with additional light snow showers expected, mainly during the first half of the day. Use caution on the roads today. High temps in the lower 30s. A few lingering light snow showers tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-teens.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.